Welcome to Augmented Humanity. Our guests are modern explorers working at the intersection of technology and the humanities. They help us to understand ourselves and the worlds we create in this digital age. They are thinkers, creators, makers, and academics working in diverse fields like civics and government, the law, anthropology, and archaeology. I'm your host, Craig Goldsmith.
I'm your host, Ellen Dornan.
On this program, we're joined by Chris Jonas, co-founder and executive director at Little Globe, as well as Katie Gross, Little Globe's deputy director and education director. Little Globe's mission is to create collaborative art, encourage community capacity, and foster life-affirming connections across the boundaries that divide us.
I just wanted to start by saying you all have us so fired up about your storytelling approach and about making connections, and it's all there for free in your Culture Connects toolkit. So I'm hoping we can just dig into the toolkit a little bit. The first part of it is sort of just a real how-to of gathering stories using prompts and creative activities. Could you talk a little bit about how to get started with prompts or using good prompts?
Prompts are related to the issues we're trying to explore in a project or in a workshop. So the prompts are designed to be open-ended and really allow for creative exploration and personal exploration of a topic. You know, we try to get into that personal realm through a variety of ways.
If I may, could I just read a couple of the prompts from your toolkit so that people sort of have an idea of what we're talking about?
Sure.
Absolutely.
So in your toolkit, this is under the examples of prompts. There are prompts also that, I guess these are like media categories. So there's prompts that are sentence starters. There's prompts that are for object stories. There are prompts for photos. And then something that I find really interesting, a prompt for what's called a visual map. So for example, a sentence starter prompt says, begin with one of these prompts and free write for 5 minutes. My home smells, sounds, or feels like blank. The difference between house and home is blank. When I look out my front door, I see, smell, hear, blank. Under object stories, there are prompts like, tell a story about an object that embodies your sense of home. Here are three objects in my home that I love the most. Your pet, your favorite socks, a photo of your grandparents, etc. A photo prompt. Choose a photo from your life and write or record yourself talking about it. Ask family members to tell what happened before the photo and what happened during the photo and after the photo. And then under visual maps, draw a map of your home, neighborhood, community, your life. Write a paragraph or record a story of memories you have which are related to that location.
I'm so glad that you read those prompts because those were curated by Katie and grabbing from an array of different projects that we've done over the years. And I would say that one of the things you'll notice about those prompts is we don't say, what do you think about this? It's, what does your home feel like? Describe what's outside your front door. We're asking people to go into emotions and feelings first. You know, we all have our life stories. We've all got the big moments where something happened or a car broke down and we met a whatever, right? We all have those stories that we've told 45 times. And so our objective is to see if there's a way of telling that story that's about the weather. What did it feel like to be in your car with the flat tire and the empty road and whatever it is? It gives not only the audience points of access because you can feel the storyteller's feeling, but it also gives entirely new rich array of opportunities for the storyteller themselves. Oftentimes, we'll bring things out of a story that we haven't even considered in terms of who was in the room with you and what did it feel like. My roommate is Dylan Tenorio, one of our young filmmakers, and he's from Santo Domingo Pueblo. And one of the questions he asked is he said, I want to know what it feels like to be a Native person and what it feels like to walk onto the plaza. It's such a different thing than asking somebody to say, what do you think we should have done differently on the plaza? What do you think we should put in the place of the now pulled down obelisk? If you ask a person what they think, oftentimes we are talked down to, we're going to tell the same stories. But if we get into the stuff of daily life, then we can start to be human beings again. And then the stories that emerge from that become so much more personal and moving and complex. And it gives us a lot more points of entry to be able to explore those stories and go deeper and richer with them. So that's the purpose of a prompt. We also have the capability through a prompt of actually creating some point of focus throughout a project from beginning to end. Like for the Presente project, describe a place in Santa Fe where you feel like you belong and why. Describe a place in Santa Fe where you don't feel like you belong and why. That will crystallize all the way from the beginning of the project to the end of the project. And it'll keep the focus in a very wide gathering kind of space. And so whatever it is that associates with the notion of belonging is totally fair game, but it keeps us focused on belonging. You know, in some ways, once again, it's that tension between being comprehensive and getting an unexpected sets of things, while at the same time having some sense of momentum and focus through a project.
Which I think would help the storyteller, especially someone who is new to telling a story about their own life or their own community. Like, where do I start? What do I say?
Yeah, or a storyteller will come in with a preconceived notion of a story that they want to tell, you know, and how they're going to tell it. But having an array of different prompts or different ways in might get them to think about it differently and get into a different aspect of the story. One prompt we like to use that I learned from Chris is looping, and just a writing exercise where you start with, you know, one prompt, like, I feel like I belong, and you write for 5 minutes, but then you go back and you circle something in that paragraph, and that becomes the beginning of your next sentence. And so it kind of leads you through a place that you didn't know beforehand where you're going to go with it. So it's just nice to kind of let go of that lizard brain, monkey brain.
So you have additional sections in there that are what you do after you've created these stories as finished products. So say you get this great audio, or you get this great video, or you get these great animations or photo collages, and then what? Would you walk us through a little bit about what the rest of that storytelling arc looks like?
So having multiple forms of amplification can be really useful. Before this year, when we did Presente in 2019, you know, we had so many different aspects of the project for amplifying the stories that came out of it. And so kind of our big event was this multimedia performance that took place at the Lenzig, all to create this actual event and experience. The films then were also just shared online and used them as prompts. There were also other aspects. We did a part of the project called Photo Historias, and that was where we asked people to share historical family images that specifically showed history of people and place here in Santa Fe. And we ended up making 4 6-foot banners, enlarging the photos. We also recorded audio interviews with the family members who were either in the photo themselves or it was of their family talking about the photo in that place and what it means to them. We then put a QR code onto the banner and installed those banners in different areas in town, tried to place them where the photo was taken if we could, and then had the QR code so you could listen to the story while you looked at the photo. So that was another form of amplification. And the social media campaign using the stories as prompts. And that's a big part of our work and kind of goes to the next phase of the project. So, you know, you can have a screening, you can have an event, you can have an installation, you can have a YouTube page. We now have Little Globe TV as one of our amplification platforms as well. But then the next step is creating another event that uses those films and those stories as prompts, or even using them as another workshop for more stories or more forms of engagement, you know, a city council meeting and sharing these stories there. And again, it kind of comes down to different ways of how you might respond and feel what the stories are about. There is something about having an event. There's an audience of 800 people and you're sitting down and you're all watching these films together and you're all experiencing people sharing their stories live, plus music. You know, it's an experience, and that's very different from just being in your home and watching one video at a time. But at the same time, there's one event. And if you miss that event, then that's it. It's over and done with. So yeah, we always try to just have different forms of engagement and ways of amplifying them.
The thing that we've found too is that the different kinds of expressions through different disciplines and different platforms give utility to different constituencies. If we're working with young people, if it's going to be shared on social media and can be viewed on a phone, if it's not a 17-minute podcast, but if it's a 2.5-minute compelling, beautifully created film, the storyteller is going to have their own peers view it a lot more. And so giving all sorts of different platforms for different points of access, but also different kinds of engagement practices is really important. You know, the fact that we have had the Lensic as a partner for years has been fantastic because it's helped us to bring what we do in a very beautiful form to our own local downtown community. Similarly, our long-term relationship with New Mexico PBS, one of our films was carried to tens of millions of American homes. You would think that actually would make a lot of impact on us. Actually, frankly, we get more bang for our buck in terms of impact and in terms of carrying to our own local audience through social media and through Facebook and even venues like the Lensic than we do on a national broadcast. So having all these different kinds of tools gives us such agility to be able to really customize the amplification form of this and its impact on the people we're targeting that we're intending to have witness this. And I could talk about Little Globe TV, but I am actually going to boot it back to you, Katie, because Katie is helping to head up a project. We're working with the New Mexico Drug Policy Alliance and co-authoring films with people who have experienced problematic drug use and telling their own human stories to make an impact. And again, the amplification of that is going to be essential in terms of helping to affect legislative policy.
That is sort of the third part of the arc that you're describing in the Culture Connects toolkit is how do you turn this amplification and all these likes for Little Globe into having an impact on policymaking or getting these stories in front of the people who can really make decisions about how to change things for the better.
Yeah, again, I think of it as a spectrum as well. I mean, there's something to be said about having a 15-year-old girl who goes to Capitol High and took part in a 3-day filmmaking intensive that we had, who was incredibly shy and not wanting to participate, to then deciding she wanted to join our ensemble and perform on stage at the Lensic in front of 800 people. That in and of itself is part of this work, helping her to see herself as someone whose voice matters and who can affect change. After Presente, there were some policymakers and city officials in the audience who saw the performance and were moved by it and led to actual partnerships with city departments to then incorporate our process into their own projects. So, for instance, our work with the Historic Preservation Department came directly from the Presente project in that they wanted to know how they could incorporate personal storytelling and testimonial gathering as a part of them wanting to amend their approach to historic preservation. And then, like Chris was saying, the Drug Policy Alliance, we partnered with Chainbreaker Collective. You know, we as an organization are not an advocacy organization, but we will partner with advocacy organizations and lend our tools and expertise to their work and to help them achieve their goals. So Drug Policy Alliance is working to change policy around the criminalization of drug use here in New Mexico and nationally. So our work is to help tell stories and work with people to share stories about their experience, not with the drug use per se, but really looking at how it's the criminalization of the drug use itself that causes so much chaos and destruction to people's lives. And if we were to treat it as a health issue and not a criminal issue, how would these people's lives be affected? So that project is great. We're in the process of that right now, of creating a series of short films in collaboration with people, having them film themselves and share their own stories, as well as us filming them and interviewing them and shaping these stories together so that the Drug Policy Alliance can take them into the legislative session, put it on their website, and use them for their advocacy work.
Which comes back to what I think Chris was saying in the first segment about being able to tell these stories and make these connections between people and humanizing each other.
Well, yeah, that is part of the tension, too, because it's not just about like throwing the ball into the policy court and being like, all right, now make your decision. You've heard this story, now make the best decision and judgment call. But how can we like redesign the whole paradigm, if possible?
Chris and Katie, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your time talking about your work at Little Globe.
Well, thank you so much. We love the work we do, but it's pretty rare that we actually get the chance to really talk about it.
Okay, and if you would like more information about what Little Globe does or to check out their toolkit and Little Globe TV, you can visit their website at littleglobe.org. You can also see some of their video stories at vimeo.com/littleglobe. Augmented Humanity is a program of the New Mexico Humanities Council, produced in partnership with KUNM-FM. You can visit us online and find out more about our programs at nmhumanities.org. Our theme music comes courtesy James Whiten, and we've had production assistance from Tristan Klum.